AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Steve Bannon calls it the misdemeanor from hell.
Well, I'm never going to back down, and they took on the wrong guy this time.
The longtime aide to former President Donald Trump did not enter a plea in a court appearance today to face charges for refusing to appear before the House committee looking into the Capitol riot in January.
Nancy Pelosi is taking on Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. She ought to ask Hillary Clinton how that turned out for them, okay? We're going on the offense.
When Bannon declined to appear for his deposition last month, his attorney said the former Trump advisor had been directed by a lawyer for Donald Trump, citing executive privilege, not to answer questions. Some space junk is threatening the seven astronauts aboard the International Space Station. State Department spokesman Ned Price says a Russian weapon test is to blame.
The test has so far generated over 1,500 pieces of trackable orbitable debris and hundreds of thousands of pieces of smaller orbital debris that now threaten the interests of all nations.
NASA Mission Control said the heightened threat might continue for another couple of days and continue to interrupt the astronauts' science research and other work. Closing arguments are being heard in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial. Reverend Jesse Jackson is in the courtroom in the murder trial in Georgia of three white men accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery. One of the defense attorneys wanted a mistrial, saying the jury was tainted by seeing Arbery's family with Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton. Judge Timothy Walmsley responded,
"I'm not granting a mistrial at this point, based on the arguments that have been made."
Police say five teenagers were taken to the hospital after a shooting in a park near a high school in suburban Denver. A tweet from the department says the suspect in the shooting near Aurora Central High School left the scene. The next three games for the NHL's Ottawa Senators have been postponed. 10 players are currently in the NHL's COVID-19 protocol. This is AP News. Britain raised the terror threat level after a deadly taxi explosion in Liverpool.
The government has increased the terror level to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. The decision follows a taxi blast in Liverpool on Sunday that killed one person. Home Secretary Priti Patel says the terror threat level has been raised because there have been two attacks in the space of a month. British police say the explosion in a taxi outside a hospital that killed a man is being treated as a terrorist incident. But the motive remains unclear. Three men in their 20s were arrested in Liverpool on Sunday and a fourth detained since. All are believed to be associates of the dead taxi passenger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Members of a gang of international jewel thieves who stole millions in gems and other valuables from wealthy victims, including Formula One heiress Tamara Ecclestone, were sentenced to prison terms between 8 and 11 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.